Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, June told BB to ensure that Sunny completes his treatment for TB. BB suggested they work together to heighten TB awareness in Murondoy. Mala arrived to help run the shop while Sunny is on treatment. Benicia tried to make a report to the police station in the area and was met by two policemen who were very rude, mocking her all the time. Right now, Benicia and Shelley are on the phone.
Benicia, I call you to see how these organizations that help in Venezuelans can help you. But it's what really you're telling me this morning.
Shelley, those police officers treated me like I was nothing. Just because I'm a Venezuelan woman.
I am very shocked at what I'm hearing here.
I don't know what to do now because my sister is still missing.
Well, if Venezuelans can't rely on the police in Guyana, who they supposed to go to for help?
My family and friends have many experiences where police treated us bad.
What?
Sometimes Venezuelan women go to report and they have been beaten or raped and the police don't take it seriously.
Wow.
Or some of them would take the side of the man.
No, man. I can't call me police friend to find out what really going on. This is unacceptable.
Sometimes, too, the police pretend they want to help us. And then they end up taking advantage on us.
Benicia, I am so happy I'm back in contact with you. I can't sit down and know these terrible things happening and I ain't do nothing to help.
Gracias, Shirley, for any help you can give us.
I need to get the information full and proper so I could report it to the good officers I know in the police force. This nonsense got to stop with wayward police who treating Venezuelans like they're nothing. It has to stop.
I don't know if it can, Shelley.
Listen, police officers are not supposed to be biased. And if they're taking advantage of Venezuelan women, then that is a crime. I thought nonsense like this had stopped because the police being trained to deal with domestic violence.
Okay.
I know I see a report a few months ago about 1,600 police officers being trained.
See?
Under the Cop Squad 2000 initiative by the Ministry of Human Services and Social Protection.
Okay.
Murondoy and the NGO
National Coordinating Coalition did some gender-based violence training with the police too. So police officers are trained to have knowledge and skills to properly investigate domestic violence and protect the victims.
Well, maybe they do it only for Guyanese.
Nonsense, Benicia. Not because you're a migrant, it means that you don't have rights in this country. You could imagine if Guyanese go to all them other countries and get treated like that?
See, it's terrible.
These police are supposed to listen to your complaints, make their reports, and investigate. They're supposed to take you seriously.
Some of them claim they don't understand what you're saying.
Even when you speak English?
That is one of the problems I had when I went to report my sister missing.
So even if you're speaking English, they got a problem?
See?
Look, Benicia, I am so sorry that you had to experience that. I can assure you that is not all police officers.
I know that, Shirley, but we have so many bad experiences. They take some people's documents and refuse to give it back unless they do something for them like sex.
What?
Or if they know that you don't have any documents.
I'm glad you tell me all of this today because I had no idea. They're good police officers, trust me. I know a lot of them. Police officers will respect your rights, are sensitive to your needs, and will do all they can to help you.
Por favor, I need to find some of them.
Here's what I can do. I got some police friends who are somewhere up the side. I can talk to them. I sure they're not the ones behaving how them ones behave when you went to make the report.
Gracias.
Again, I am so sorry that you had to go through this, Benicia.
I wasn't surprised because I know others who went through the same thing. This is so bad that some Venezuelans will not even go to the police after their bad experiences. They just say, okay, that is the way it is.
But that's not good at all. What kind of society are we living in when people give up on the police because of how they treat them? Anyway, I will help you as much as I can.
Shelley, thank you for always listening to me. It's so good to have a friend like you.
Don't worry about it, man.
Gracias.
So you hear nothing about your sister?
Nothing. It's like she just disappeared.
Honey, you didn't tell me you're coming.
I'm coming to help you, Yannick.
Morning, Miss Dino.
Kevin, you go to work today?
No, man, I'm on 2 weeks leave.
Oh, I just come over just in case Unique want any help.
I'm feeling sick since early this morning, Granny.
Oh, the morning sickness start.
Yes, I feel like throwing up all the time.
Don't worry, that will pass in a few weeks.
I wish I could feel the sickness for you, baby.
We are men that go through, eh? Nothing.
That's not true, Unique. I got some men that feel sick when the wife pregnant.
Well, why Kevin couldn't be one of them?
Maybe you know I would take any burden for you.
Men can't bear half the things women go through. Little pain you others get and one behave like you're dying. So you only talking.
It's when this become a gender debate.
Alright. The main thing is that we have human experiences regardless of who we are. And we should be able to understand and comfort each other in the time of need.
So baby, I'm comforting you in your time of
and
need.
And I am here to help with whatever you need. You need me to cook? Clean what?
Well,
until this child born, I just want you to relax.
But Granny, a pregnant, not sick. Well, I mean, besides feeling like I want to throw up all the time.
Unique, I agree with your grandmother. You need to put up your foot and relax.
Besides, when the baby born, you're gonna be happy for some help. You come with newborns, sleepless nights and tired days. So accept all the help you could get while you're pregnant.
I understand what you're saying, Granny. But pregnancy is not a sickness, and it doesn't make you disabled. So once I get over some of these feelings, I could still cook and some.
Okay, but in the meantime, I want to help.
Thanks, Granny.
Me too, baby. None of this you will do alone.
I am so grateful.
This is my first grade grand, and I can do everything I need to make sure this pregnancy goes smooth and no complications.
I want to throw up.
Unique.
This is frightening, Benicia. Your sister disappeared just like that? I hope nothing bad happened to she.
Shirley, I think maybe the man trafficked her.
The that she was living with?
Gee, it happens a lot, especially with girls like 16 and 17 years.
Benicia, you got to warn your people and y'all got to stick together.
I try my best.
I really hope your sister's okay.
I hope so too.
Oh, don't cry.
Suppose she wasn't trafficked, Oshali. Suppose she killed. Suppose he killed and buried her somewhere.
You think so?
I don't know. I have been having such terrible dreams. Just nightmares since my sister has been missing.
Listen, when you get them nightmares, you get up and you pray right away.
I just want her to come home. I just want to know she's okay.
But you're prepared if it's anything worse?
No. I can't lose my sister, Shelly. She's my youngest sister and I have to raise her.
I'm so sorry, Benicia.
Oh, Shelly, we left Venezuela to come here for better. And I'm so sad we're going through all these problems.
I'm sorry too.
I don't know how much more I can take. I just want things to be good for my family again.
Listen to me, Benicia. You can't give up, you hear me? They have organizations like NGO, National Coordinating Coalition, the Guyana Sex Worker Coalition, Blossom Inc., and Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, who help Venezuelans. Ignore all those people who treat you poorly. You have people who will respect you and your rights. You have the police who will work to help you. After I done my investigation about when you went to make the report, I hope the two of them get disciplined.
They made me feel so bad.
You don't feel bad. You wasn't the problem. They were the problem. We can get to the bottom of it, and by the grace of God, we can find your sister.
You feeling better, Eunice?
Yes, Granny, a little.
I could get anything else, babes?
No thanks, Kevin. I'm just gonna sip on this water.
Don't worry, this phase will pass in a few weeks.
Okay.
I wanted to ask y'all something, though.
Yes, Miss Dinah?
I still don't understand how being HIV positive and pregnant does work out that the child ain't born with it.
It's simple. All Eunice gotta do is keep taking her medication.
So it's no risk at all of the baby born with it?
There is always a risk in any pregnancy, Granny.
Why I ask is because I been on the Google and they said that most children get HIV during pregnancy, childbirth, or if the mother breastfeed.
Well, I won't be breastfeeding. The doctor said they will give me a breast milk substitute.
And Miss Dino, with Eunice taking her medication, it helps to prevent transmission from mother to child. Because remember, the medication reduces the amount of HIV in the body.
Well, but when it comes to giving birth, the baby can't get it from the blood?
Yes, there is a risk, but then again, they have measures in place to prevent that. When Eunice is ready to give birth, once her viral load is low, she can give birth naturally.
Oh, because I thought they used to cut all HIV positive mothers.
No, Granny. I will only have a C-section if my viral load is above 1,000 copies.
Because that would mean it's more the virus in your body and the risk of transmitting to the baby is higher.
Yes, Miss Dino. But most likely that wouldn't be the case because Eunice will continue taking her medication.
I hear what you're all saying. But I still won't worry a little and pray that everything turn out okay with the baby.
You don't need to worry yourself, Granny.
Yeah, trust the science, Miss Dinah. Our baby boy or girl will be born healthy.
And he or she can have the most wonderful life. I will do everything in my power to protect them.
Me too.
I'm just so happy this happened for y'all. You need the amount of praise I prayed for you, you would never know. This child will be a blessing to this family.
Yes, Granny.
And I will be there to support you all the way.
Mommy and Daddy say they will come when I'm ready to give birth.
Oh gosh, there would be a wonderful family reunion.
I can't wait to see them and to see my baby. I waited so long for this.
Nothing happened before a time, Eunice.
Yes, this is the time it was meant to happen.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.